Ever wondered why the passionate relationship that once couldn't be contained now feels like two roommates sharing a mortgage? The uncomfortable truth is that modern marriages often fail not from lack of love, but from lack of attraction. While we're taught that communication and compromise are the foundations of marriage, these alone won't keep desire alive. Sexual attraction follows biological patterns that operate beneath our conscious awareness, patterns that explain why your wife can simultaneously love you deeply yet feel no physical desire. The disconnect between rational wants and biological drives creates confusion in relationships. When your partner says they want someone sensitive who helps with housework but finds themselves drawn to confident, assertive types, they're experiencing the clash between conscious desires and instinctual programming. This explains the frustrating, "I love you but I'm not in love with you" conversation, a neurochemical reality expressing, "I feel companionship for you but no longer feel attraction." Understanding these biological underpinnings reveals why seemingly irrational relationship patterns actually follow predictable rules. Sexual chemistry in marriage depends on balancing two trait sets, alpha and beta qualities. Alpha traits, confidence, leadership, fitness, and social dominance, trigger primal attraction and excitement. Beta traits, reliability, kindness, emotional availability, and nurturing behaviors build comfort, security, and emotional bonding. Relationship problems often stem from imbalance between these traits. Betization occurs when a once confident, fit man becomes domesticated, gaining weight, constantly deferring decisions, and prioritizing pleasing his increasingly critical wife. Both partners rarely recognize that his growing beta profile is killing her sexual attraction. The solution isn't abandoning beta traits, but finding balance. Two beta, add alpha. Two alpha, add beta. Most men naturally excel at one trait set and need to develop the other. This balance shifts during a woman's monthly cycle. Women respond more strongly to alpha traits during ovulation, while beta qualities become more important during other times, particularly PMS. Every relationship operates on an unspoken ranking system, where individuals rate from 1 to 10 based on sexual marketplace value. This dynamic explains why attraction fluctuates in marriages. People naturally pair with others of equivalent rank. A male 7 typically matches with a female 7. This equilibrium promotes stability, but significant rank disparities create inherent instability. Sex rank constantly changes. A marriage beginning with 2 6s can destabilize if one partner rises to an 8 while the other declines to a 5. Common catalysts include career advancement, fitness transformation, or social status changes. The size of the rank gap directly correlates with relationship instability. A 1-point gap creates manageable tension, while gaps of 2 points or more present severe challenges. This framework explains why self-improvement often triggers relationship turmoil. When a spouse undergoes major transformation, their elevated rank can lead to dissatisfaction with their relatively lower-ranked partner. Understanding this dynamic offers a powerful tool. By increasing individual rank through self-development, partners can rekindle attraction. The most effective way to improve your sex life isn't talking about it. It's becoming more attractive by developing both alpha and beta traits while improving physical fitness. Begging for sex turns women off, as it's a submissive display that contradicts what most women respond to sexually. Start with physical transformation. Your body advertises genetic quality, with women typically drawn to well-muscled, lean male figures. Weight training is particularly crucial, as muscle signals protective capability from an evolutionary perspective. Beyond fitness, develop leadership skills and confidence. Consider a captain and first officer dynamic, where you provide leadership while valuing your wife's input, creating a functional team with clear roles rather than domination. Most wives want input and autonomy while following someone else's leadership. Learn to handle fitness tests, challenges women unconsciously use to assess strength. When your wife makes unreasonable demands, simply say no without yielding to emotional reactions. For men in sexless marriages, stop talking about the problem and start taking action. Work out, upgrade clothes, socialize more, and be happy and carefree. Even in long-term marriage, seduction remains essential. The instigate, isolate, and escalate framework creates sexual tension effectively. Instigation means making the first move rather than waiting passively. Use playful teasing instead of excessive niceness. Light banter showing confidence triggers attraction more than constant agreement and compliments. Isolation acknowledges that women rarely express sexual interest publicly. Create private opportunities beyond bedtime. Surprise lunch dates at home, weekend getaways, or afternoon rendezvous that break routine. A woman unresponsive in one setting might engage differently in another, like a hotel room or during a romantic dinner. Escalation involves building physical touch from casual to intimate contact with clear sexual intent. The 10-second kiss technique, holding a kiss for 10 full seconds, rebuilds emotional connection when intimacy is faded. Practice this daily, especially during non-sexual moments. Maintain variety in sexual encounters. Never use the same position more than twice consecutively. Sexual monotony breeds boredom, endangering fidelity. Women's behavior follows patterns tied to their menstrual cycles. During ovulation, typically days 13-15, women experience heightened sexual interest, increased likelihood of orgasm, and respond well to dominant behavior. Their voices rise slightly, skin appears more radiant, and confidence increases. This is when alpha approaches work best. Direct communication, bold flirtation, and confident leadership prove most effective. After ovulation, sexual interest declines, with PMS symptoms beginning around day 21. During PMS and menstruation, beta approaches like emotional support, practical help, and nurturing behavior create stronger connections. Activities such as cooking together, offering back rubs, and providing emotional validation work particularly well during these times. Recognizing ovulation becomes easier with practice. Watch for changes from her baseline. Extra effort with appearance, more revealing clothing, attention-drawing accessories, increased touching, animated expressions, enhanced natural scent, elevated energy, and greater receptivity to flirtation. Creating sustainable attraction requires ongoing effort from both partners. Modern marriage means endless courtship, continuously displaying attractive personality, behavior, and appearance to maintain your partner's interest. Treat every day as an opportunity to win your spouse over again through thoughtful gestures, maintaining fitness, or developing new skills. The transformation follows a compound effect principle. As you improve yourself, each positive change creates momentum for the next. Initial improvements might feel challenging, but increased confidence makes subsequent changes more natural. Many men find that once they start exercising regularly, they naturally begin dressing better, speaking more confidently, and taking leadership roles at work. This personal growth often creates a positive feedback loop in the relationship. When wives observe their husband's genuine commitment to self-improvement, many become inspired to begin their own growth journey. What starts as individual effort evolves into a shared pursuit of excellence. For most couples where attractiveness is the only real issue, this approach typically resolves positively. Becoming a more compelling partner won't lead to divorce, quite the opposite. By understanding attraction's biological foundations and applying these principles, you can transform tepid coexistence into an energetic, passionate partnership both of you actively choose to maintain.